Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for you, and it's called drive.
That's right.
Just drive.
Drive.
All right, so we're going to be talking about driving and some very easy vocabulary for all our newbie learners out there. But before we listen to the dialogue, Liliana, why don't you tell us what our keyword is?
Saber.
Saber. All right, and that means?
To know.
To know. Okay. So keep a lookout for the word saber in the dialogue, and we'll be back to explain it.
Dialogue. First time.
Yo manejo.
Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
Ven por ellas.
Second time.
Yo manejo.
Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
Ven por ellas.
Third time.
Yo manejo.
Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
Ven por ellas.
All right, we're back. So now, why don't we translate this line by line?
Yo manejo.
I'll drive.
Yo manejo.
I'll drive.
Yo manejo. Tú no sabes manejar.
You don't know how to drive.
Tú no sabes manejar.
You don't know how to drive.
Tú no sabes manejar. Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
I know better than you do. Give me the keys.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
I can drive better than you. Give me the keys.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves. Ven por ellas.
Come and get them.
Ven por ellas.
Come and get it.
Ven por ellas.
All right, wow. This is going to turn into a fight, I think. All right, so why don't we analyze this now?
Yo manejo.
Okay, so we have the word yo.
Me.
Me, okay.
I.
So if I translate this literally, it's I drive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Manejo. This comes from the verb manejar.
To drive.
To drive, okay. And then he says, okay, so we have the word for you.
Tú.
And we have our keyword here, saber.
Yes, sabes. In this case, it's the second person singular of the present of the indicative form. So it's tú no sabes. You don't know. Okay?
Okay.
No sabes.
And then we have the word manejar. In the first line, we had manejo. Yo manejo. Now we have manejar.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this?
Well, because here it's in the infinitive form.
Okay.
So you don't know how to drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tú no sabes manejar.
Okay. Okay, very good. So this is the difference. In the first line, you have yo manejo, which is conjugated with the pronoun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here it's in the infinitive form. Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú.
All right. So we have another verb here, sé. This comes from?
Saber, tú. In fact, this is a great lesson because you can see the verb saber conjugated. So before that, you said no sabes, and now it's sé.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, I know,
mm-hmm.
yo sé. And this is an irregular verb, that's why it's kind of different, right?
Right.
But here is in the first person singular of the present. Yo sé, and you can just chop off that yo,
mm-hmm.
right? So just say, sé mejor que tú.
Okay, so sé mejor que tú. We left out the pronoun, which is yo. And now we have mejor, which means?
Better.
Better. And then what about this que tú?
You use this to make a comparison. I'm better than you.
Okay.
Que tú.
Que tú. So, sé mejor que tú. Now we have a command here. Dame las llaves.
Yes, dame las llaves.
Okay, so dame, this comes from dar.
Mm-hmm.
This is the verb dar. All right, so this comes from the verb dar. And what are we asking for?
Las llaves.
Las llaves. And llaves are?
Keys. Las llaves,
and
plural.
And it's in plural, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to make it singular?
La llave.
La llave. All right, and then the person says?
Ven por ellas.
Ven. Again, we have a command here. Come, right?
Ven.
And this comes from the verb?
Venir.
Venir. So, ven por ellas. Now, por ellas, what is ellas? Because I know ellas is her, she.
Mm-hmm. But here, remember that we just said las llaves. Las llaves is feminine. So, ven por ellas, meaning come and get the keys. Por ellas.
All right, so I think we should listen to the dialogue again, and we'll come back in a little bit and talk more.
Dialogue, first time.
Yo manejo.
Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
Ven por ellas.
Second time.
Yo manejo.
Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
Ven por ellas.
Third time.
Yo manejo.
Tú no sabes manejar.
Sé mejor que tú. Dame las llaves.
Ven por ellas.
All right, we're back. So now why don't we go with a couple of examples of conjugating the verb saber.
Okay.
Sé y saber. Okay, so we saw tú no sabes manejar. So why don't we go with another negative? Tú no sabes something else.
Tú no sabes hablar ruso.
Okay, you don't know how to speak Russian.
Tú no sabes cocinar.
You don't know how to cook.
Tú no sabes bailar.
You don't know how to dance. So why don't we make it positive? What if I say, I know how to speak Russian?
Sé hablar ruso.
Okay, so if you notice again, we can omit the I, mm-hmm. right? Yo sé hablar ruso, but we can say sé hablar ruso.
That's right.
All right, I know how to cook better than you.
Sé cocinar mejor que tú.
You see the pattern, right? It's the same. You can replace the verb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but if you have any other questions or comments, any doubts, you can come to our website at SpanishPod.com and we'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.